In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a beautiful holiday called Transfiguration, where the Lord had taken his three disciples, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John, and took them up into the mountain, and way up, and for the night prayers, and they were praying with him. He separated a little bit further, and then they fell asleep because they were very tired. It was very high mountain they had to climb up, and the other disciples were down at the mountain. He didn't take all of them. The reason for that was he didn't want to take Judas, because he knew that he is going to betray him. And if he would have taken all, everybody except him, then he would have gotten, would have felt that he is justified, that the Lord is against him. And so he just took the three disciples, and when he prayed, and they fell asleep, and then he transfigured, and came to him from heaven, came Saint Elijah. Saint Elijah came to him, and Saint Moses from the Hades, he came and talked to the Lord about how he's going to suffer for all of us, for our sins, how he is sacrificing himself so that we can be saved. And and that time, then the disciples, they woke up and they saw that the Lord's face shined more than the sun, and his clothes were all become totally white as a snow. And it says in some place as a light, my beloved. And so they had gotten scared, and they recognized, though, that it was Saint Moses and Saint Elijah that was talking to him. And Saint Peter then said, "Lord, let us make for you three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," because he felt so good. They saw the Lord's face, and so transfigured, and the glory of the Lord. And he thought they want to stay like this all the time. And of course, my beloved, the Lord had at that time covered them with a cloud, and in the cloud they heard the voice that coming from God the Father, said, "This is my beloved Son, and who I'm well pleased, and you listen to him, you obey him." And my beloved, well, this is what we have to try to do. We have to obey our Lord. And what does the Lord tell us to do? Well, the main thing he tells us, to love each other as a proof that we love him, and we to love him, and then we should remember him. And of course, the point is that he is everywhere present and fully so, since he promised that for the disciples when he was leaving and going to the heavens. And he says, "I will be with you forever until the end of times." And of course, he is with us, but he is a spirit and we cannot see him, but he is always with us, and he wants us to remember him. If we love him, we cannot but remember him, because the problem is that I guess we don't love him enough, because we lose sight of him, we forget about him, and we get involved in all kinds of things in the world, and we totally lose sight of him. And then when we lose sight of him, then the enemy attacks us, then the enemy comes over and he takes over our heart. And when he takes over our heart, then we have irritations, and then we can get angers and all kinds of other things. And instead of loving our neighbors, then we start fighting against him. And my beloved, this is what the enemy is doing. And so let's try to remember our Lord. Beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, says in the scripture, meaning that when we are aware of his presence, and if we're aware of his presence, we don't want to go against his commandments and against him, because we do love him. So let's try to keep our memory open for our Lord, and so that he'll be in our hearts, so that then the enemy can approach us and can attack us. My beloved, you and me, we all have to remember our Lord more and more, because I'm going to repeat myself, when we lose sight of the Lord, then the enemy has a open way to get inside of our heart, and then we get irritated, and then we can get mad and everything else, and do all those things which is against God's law of love. My Lord, he suffered so much. The apostles, they heard what Moses and what Elijah was talking to the Lord, and they heard that he is going to have to suffer so much. And for who? For you and for me. And he suffered. And how can we not love him when he has done so much for us, when he had actually gave his life and was suffering not only on the cross but before the cross? What kind of humiliations and the slapping in the face and the spitting and all kinds of stuff that he went through, being God, the creator of all the universe, and he allowed all that to happen for to save us, to take all our sins upon himself, and to, in a sense, like to pay the debts of our sins, because we have went against him and against his Father and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we have to try to remember that more. We have to try to remember that more, that our God is God of love, and that he wants us to be able to cleanse our heart and to be able to go eventually to be with him in heaven for the rejoicement for all times, because he has suffered for our sins. But he wants us to repent, and the meaning of repenting is when we feel very sorry what we did wrong and the sins, and that we are determined not to do it again, those same sins. And that's very important. Repentance, true repentance, is that we're going to be willing to, if need to be, to die, but we're not going to repeat the same sin again. That's a true repentance. My beloved, let's work on it. Let's work on it and try to cleanse our heart and keep our Lord in the heart and remember him. We received communion, all of us here that we're here. And my beloved, let's try to remember that he is with us. The Lord is truly with us, and he gave us his life. And we have to try to fulfill what his Father says, to have to listen to him, to obey our Lord, so that we'll be able to then go to the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Amen.